Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
North Central Oklahoma farmer Bill Steiner was one of those arguing in favor of State Question 777 at the end of this last week at a special meeting in Alva. We talk with him after that meeting a little bit about why he feels so strongly about supporting State Question 777, Right to Farm.
I try to keep everything simple, Ron. I've lowered it to being something that what's the right thing to do. And I think back about my grandfather who came to this country from Russia, the Ukraine, to search for freedom and a better way of life. And my father who died 30 years ago after him. And then I've got sons and grandsons after me. And I've lived to an age where we just have increasing more and more regulations and people are losing contact with what farming is really all about. And I think it's needed just for another level of protection. One of the gentlemen last night that was on the opposition side kept hammering on this compelling state interest. When he was done, I think he was on my side because it doesn't change any laws. We agreed that the laws that we have on the books are already good. It just keeps another level of protection between us and people that have the vested other interests in mind. And somebody said, well, you know, you go get your car fixed, you don't tell the mechanic how to do it. You go get your plumbing fixed, you don't tell the plumbing. Why should farmers be told how to raise their food for people? And so that's my stand. That's really simple. Try to make it, you know, heartfelt because that's actually what I believe.
Bill Steiner, who farms in the Fairmont community, says that the no side is not really telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
And after listening to the no side last night, a lot of their arguments are they're twisting the truth, not telling the whole story, you know, telling a part of the story that's in their advantage and leaving what's not in their advantage out. And I urge everybody to thoroughly investigate this, look at both sides of the story, and if you look at the no side for very long, you'll know that Drew Edmondson and Barry Switzer aren't farmers and don't know what they're talking about.
Farmer Bill Steiner with his thoughts on Right to Farm. Politico is speculating that current Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack might be in position to become Hillary Clinton's chief of staff should Clinton beat Donald Trump in the presidential election. Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta is Clinton's top pick for the post, but has made it clear that he does not want the same job he held during the Bill Clinton administration. More than half a dozen insiders have told Politico that Vilsack, a decades-long Clinton ally, is being widely discussed for the position. However, according to Politico, he does face some stiff competition. You've got farm news on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, November 4th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time with 19,000 head being offered, 2,800 yearling steers, 2,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and about 1,500 calves on cows. If you want details about specific lots, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. And that's your farm news. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.